Unit 7, page 66. Reading. Exercise 5.
Today's World, July 22, 2042. Travel. Faster to Mars. Tomorrow will be another great day in the history of spaceflight when the SS Marsstreck makes its first journey to Mars. The spaceship will carry passengers to the Red Planet in just 28 hours, 3 days faster than any other passenger flight. The spacecraft takes off at 10 o'clock in the morning and arrives the next day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Mars time. Among the passengers on this exciting first flight will be singer Marion Hyde and actor Carl Costley. To begin with, there will be only one flight a week, but with tickets costing $500,000 each, few of us will be flying on the SS Marsstreck just yet. Food. Will meat be history soon? Government ministers from over 50 countries are meeting on Monday next week to discuss stopping all meat production in their countries. One minister who will be at the meeting said yesterday, "We know how much people like eating meat, but the fact is that more and more people are becoming vegetarian. We also know that meat production is very bad for the environment. And of course, we should think about the animals themselves." There will be a lot of demonstrators outside the building where the meeting is held. Animal rights groups say they are going to be there to celebrate, while many cattle farmers also plan to be there to ask the ministers to think again about the plans. Science. Sleep to become a thing of the past. Sleep will become unnecessary by 2050, say scientists. They are working on a device which will make sleep a thing of the past. Instead of going to bed, all a person will have to do is put their hands up against a charger and rest for about half an hour. After that, they will not feel tired anymore. Doing this once a day will be enough for most people to stay awake for 24 hours. They are going to start tests next month to make sure that there are no negative side effects. The first human to test the device will be journalist Glenn Martin. Communication. Sending messages by thinking. Thought messaging. Imagine that you want to send a message to your friend. So instead of writing a message, all you do is pick up your handheld device, think, "Message Jim," and then you think the content of your message. "Hi, Jim. How about coffee tomorrow morning?" The message goes automatically to your handheld device, which writes it and sends it to Jim. At a conference yesterday, Dr. Andrea Gomez, chief scientist at the Steiger Institute, told the audience that this will be possible in 2 years' time, but she stressed that it will never be possible to send thoughts directly from one person to another without a device.